an in-season word.
May you be glorified.
Yes, God.
May you be lifted. We thank you, sir, that you are the answer to all of our problems.
Yes, God.
Thank you, sir, for being a very present help in our time of trouble. Now, God, we come in this worship.
Yes, Lord.
Ask you to one more time, do it again.
Yes, God.
Speak to our hearts, our minds, and our spirits.
Yes, Lord God.
Do it again, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen us by your word, by your power and your might. I pray now, God, that you will speak how you want to speak. We yield ourselves to you. Saying, speak, Holy Spirit. Your people are listening.
Yes, Lord.
We love you. We thank you. We appreciate you for who you are and all that you do. In Christ's name, amen. Come on, bless the Lord one more time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. For he has done great and mighty things, and we can bless his holy name. Good morning once again.
Good morning.
We thank God for this day that the Lord has made. Thank God for this first Sunday morning to all of our ministers and to the leadership of this house and to all of you who are assembled here today. Thank you for coming to the Zion. For your worship experience on today. We thank God for you being here, and we certainly thank God for his presence being here with us today as well.
Thank you,
to those who are online, we greet you today in divine love. We welcome you into our family of faith on today. Amen. Oh, you look so beautiful today. So good to see you in the house of the Lord. We thank God for our music ministry. Give God praise for them for blessing us. Our climate control captain, Brother Jones, taking care of everything. Amen. Amen. There is a word from the Lord that he has laid on our heart to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 5. God has challenged us to, for this month, particular area, pastoring is, contrary to what you see or observe or even feel, pastoring is a very difficult job at times because sometimes you are called to have stewardship over souls. And I have stewardship of your soul, and I've got to work with our soul. I hope I can deal with your finances at some point. I hope I can deal with your health and your marriage and relationships, boo and bay and all that. But today I've got to come deal with your soul. Amen. Luke chapter 5, and I want to begin reading at verse number 11. Luke chapter 5, verse number 11. The scripture reads, and when they had brought the ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Thank you. You may be seated in the presence of God. Grass withers, the flowers fade thereof. The word of our God shall stand forever. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And for these few Sundays, I need to wrestle with you from this question. Am I in the right place? Am I in the right place? One of the troubling realities that I don't know if we pay attention to locally, but it is a problem that has plagued us globally, nationally, and we even see a great deal of it even in our local community, is this problem of homelessness. There are many in our community who have nowhere to lay their head. So much so that we had some cold weather. In the last couple of weeks, we had to open up some temporary warming shelters just to give our citizens a place where they could feel some warmth. Homelessness is difficult to diagnose and difficult to help and minister to, because the individual has to be open to some help. Individual has to communicate that they have this issue. But many of our homeless, you wouldn't know it until it's time to go to sleep, because they walk and they move as though they are just out for a stroll or whatever the case may be. You wouldn't know by looking or talking to some that they are actually homeless. It's when it gets dark. It's when it gets cold or too hot. It's when the environment gets difficult that this problem of homelessness really comes and rises to fruition, to understanding that people don't have a place to lay their head. Now, if we're going to address homelessness, we would have to address what a home is. Because a home is not the furniture you put in it. Home is not the primary focus of a home. It's not how many cars you park outside of it. The true measure of a home or a house, the purpose of a house, is not how many satellites you got on top and how manicured the lawn is. That's good to do all that. You're supposed to be a good steward of it. But the primary focus of a home and a house is to give you shelter. Anything else is an added bonus. So it could be a one-room shack. It gives you shelter. It could be a two-room jalopy or whatever, or shack or whatever you want to call it, but it gives you some shelter. Because when you are in a storm, when it's raining, when it's cold, or when it's hot, you can handle it a whole lot better if you got some shelter. Yeah. Storms are going to come. Struggles are going to come. Sometimes it may be hot or cold or whatever, but you can handle it a whole lot better by being somewhere that can cover you. That's all I came to talk to you today, because too many of us are living with spiritual homelessness. We won't get somewhere where we belong. We are free to roam, and we look like we are everyday Christians because we got a Bible, we have a bumper sticker on our vehicle, we know all the quotes, we even know some of the books of the Bible. But we will not get someplace and feel the warmth and have shelter for our soul. Too many of us want to be homeless Christians. Don't want to set up a tent and establish ourselves anywhere. But God has called me to challenge us today to understand it is important for your soul to be somewhere. Your soul needs to be covered. Your soul needs to be strengthened. Your soul needs to be nourished, because somebody don't mind admitting that you're in a season in your life where quotes can't get you through. You're in a season of your life where sitting there playing church won't get you through. And I don't mean to, I'm not putting nobody out, I'm not sending nobody nowhere, but your soul costs God too much. And I would not play enough with my soul and not be somewhere where my soul can be fed, where my soul can grow, where my soul can be protected, where my soul can be handled by the hand of God. Now see, y'all done shut down already, because now too many of us feel like we got choices. I can go when I feel like it. I cannot go when I feel like it. I don't need to commit myself. I don't need to set up or establish nowhere. I just go when I feel like it. I just do it when I feel like it, because I got a phone app on. I got a Bible app on my phone. I got Wi-Fi. I got YouTube. I ain't got to go. But there's something about being under the shelter of God, where God has placed you, that you're going to feel the warmth, because storms go come. Yeah. It's going to get hot sometime. Yeah. It's going to get cold sometime. Sometime the ice go fall, and you're going to do a whole lot better being under some shelter and being around the heat of the family of God. And I wish I had three people, and I'd be number four, who say, I thank God for the church of the living God. I'm not thankful because of everybody, everything going on, but I'm glad that when storms come, when the issues get bad, when the wind blows, and when the rain falls, God got somewhere for me to ride it out. Is there anybody thankful that you got a house to go to? There's a place you can go to? There's a people you can be around? You are not homeless today if you belong to the family of faith. I need to tell somebody, you're not going to keep making it playing around like this. It's unpopular. You're not going to keep making it playing around with your soul. I got to tell somebody, just because you come Sunday don't mean you at home. Just because you pop up once or twice a month, you ain't at home. Because when you at home, you got your mail there. When you at home, you get your orders there. When you at home, you got a place there. When you at home, there's a place set up for you. Too many of us been hanging around too long not to be at home by now. And beloved, we playing with our soul. We are playing with our souls. And God has called you and I to make sure that if my soul costs that much, because he gave his only son to die for my sin, and he said that he's put a place for you to grow in him, to be strengthened in him, and I'm not going to keep playing church. God told us at the beginning of this year, this is the year for better. And it's time for you and I to be better Christians. Stop making excuses. Because yet, as of yet, I ain't mentioned people. And so today, I want to help somebody. This may clear me out. May clear the church out. But I want you to take some inventory and see if you're in the right place. And I love y'all too much to let you go one more day wasting your time. Because if you're not going to get something from it, and if you ain't going to put something in it, you're wasting your time. And you're wasting your soul. Walk with me through the text. Simon Peter, text says in verse number 11, Simon Peter, his brother Andrew, James and John have been blessed by God. And we got trouble here in verse number 11. Because in verse number 11 says they brought their ships, what they do, to land. Forsook all. Took all of what they think they know off. And messed around and followed him. Try one more time. Bible says they brought what they've been riding with to land. Forsook all. Stop worrying about stuff they can't handle. Stop worrying about who else don't go. Forsook all. Watch this. They didn't follow a movement. They didn't follow a program. They followed him. Now, y'all mad already because you can't live for somebody you won't follow. Because see, if you go follow him, he will teach you how to handle them. We got a problem here because this is the training and the employing of disciples. And for so long, we've looked at just a very basic definition of what a disciple is. Yes, a disciple is a follower of Jesus, but that's not a complete definition. I'm finna get in. A disciple is not just a follower, they're a learner. Now, how you gonna follow him and you know everything? Try again. They knew fishing, but they struggling with ministry. Let me hurry. First Sunday can fool us, and we all family, right? And, you know, it's got to go deeper than, well, that's Communion Sunday. Let me go on go. Make sure I get my circle met, which is not even close to being right. The correct word is sacrament, and sacrament is not That's the Lord's Supper is one of the sacraments. Now, there was a day where that was okay because we ain't know no better. Now, we too far gone. I'll come take sacrament. You're coming to share in a sacrament, a special occasion of the church. Ain't but two biblical ones, baptism and sharing in the Lord's Supper. You've been programmed to find out to base your church attendance on when Communion Sunday is. You've already got on your agenda, I ain't come back no more this month. But at least I made it. You don't care about what the word goes say. Don't care about the worship. But in your mind, you've programmed yourself to believe, if I go and take this, I'm good for the month. You done planned your month around Circumvent Sunday. Because I already know we ain't going to see most of y'all next Sunday. Because it's Super Bowl Sunday. Game don't come on to 5:20. But you're going to take the whole day off in preparation for a Super Bowl. But don't take no time praying, preparing for God to bless your situation. Take care of your marriage. Take care of your mind. Take care of your community. But you ready to watch a game, ain't got nothing to do with you. But won't come be a part of something that's got everything to do with your life. Culture makes it okay to give God part-time attendance. So to alleviate your guilt, to alleviate the guilt for knowing you're not giving God your best, you're going to start deflecting. I'm going to get that in a minute. You start deflecting and start saying, well, I ain't got to go all the time. That don't make me Christian just because I don't go all the time. But to be an employee, you got to go to work all the time. To be considered a married woman, you got to go home to Maine all the time. To say you live at that address says you got to go home all the time. But when it comes to the house of God, I ain't got to go. But then when such and such died, same place you can't stand. Same place got hypocrites. Same place got witches and warlocks. You need us to cut aside a Saturday at 11 to funeralize somebody you wouldn't bring and wouldn't come yourself. And expect a man of God that you wouldn't listen to, cutting his throat day in and day out, lying on and killing his witness, but come Saturday on 11, he got to take out his day and pray over and preach over and say earth to earth, ashes to ashes over somebody you wouldn't bring to hear from him. So it's okay to talk over them when they dead, but not okay to talk to them when they're alive. I'm going to talk by myself. I came for your soul today. I came for your soul today. Because we've been programmed to believe it's okay to do that. Verse 11 says they brought their ships to land, forsook all. They figured it out that we must be in the right place. When you are in the right place, you go move. When you're in the right place, you trust. This point for me, not for y'all. And when you're in the right place, you follow. Because real faith is not being able to see everything that's going to happen. Real faith is trusting the voice of my shepherd. That if he done brought me this far, I don't believe he bring me this far and will leave me now.
That's real faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. My hip done got here now. Y'all thought you, I see spirit, no spirit, Shanee. And you spirits knew I gave you a little hint Wednesday night of what the Lord was coming to say. And some of y'all had your little satanic strategy meeting. How can we shut this down? How can we lock this up? How can we mess this up? Because we don't want God to get to people's hearts. We don't want people's soul to be better. So how can we shut it down? Can we half show up? Do we fix our face a certain way? Do we halfway praise, but you messed around? Two or three gathered in his name anyway. He said, I'm in the midst. Woo! Hold the sound. In case you missed it, I ain't come to preach. I came to minister. I may walk up and down these roads. Let me hurry. You know, you in the right place. When you've number one, when you've been inspired by the word of God. Now that probably killed 42%. Lean in with me. Peter, Andrew, James, and John did not join Jesus because they mama joined.
Right.
Because salvation is not a fraternity or sorority. You don't get grandfathered into this. You done had to make some decisions for yourself and realize that your membership in the body of Christ ain't because your grandma and them was on the cornerstone, because the chief cornerstone is Jesus Christ, not your mama and them. And too many of us base our membership to the body of Christ on me growing up in it. I was born in here, and I'm going to be laid out right there. That's what we typically base our membership and determine we're in the right place because, well, that's what I was raised to believe. I was raised to believe. I'm just, we all go here. And you'll start saying stuff like, I am New Zion. I was here when wasn't all these people coming. And the hurtful reality is you the same way you was. You was mean then, and you're mean now. Full of hell then, full of hell now. Had your same spot then, same spot now. And that's in two different church buildings. New locality, same mentality. But when you are in the right place, it's the word of God. It's when God speaks to you to where you feel like there's nobody but you and God in the room. I wish I had a witness. You know you belong here. I can't speak for no other house, but the only way you're going to really know you belong here, I'm going to help somebody. It ain't by the people. Because let me tell you something. Some of these people, man, one minute they might speak. Next minute they might not. One minute they might hug you. One minute they might stab you. But I thank God I stopped coming for them hugs. I stopped coming for them stabs. But I know as a word that God will speak to my life. I wish I had some real people. Because see, let me still be a Bible teacher, Bible preacher. Jesus tells them, missed it. Missed it already. Looking for something deep. Verse number 10, Jesus said to them. Y'all missed it. Come over here with y'all. Verse number 11, they took everything. They brought the boats back, took off their stuff, followed him. But verse 10, he says to them, you gonna be fishers. Hey, y'all. Hey, in verses 1 through 10, you left your boat because you had failed the night before. You thought you were an expert in this thing called living life. And what used to work for you didn't work no more for you. I thought I had some real people. Some of y'all wasn't born in this. You had to grow into this, and you ain't had nowhere else to go but church. Oh, clubbing stopped working. Drinking stopped working. Sleeping around stopped working. Might as well go to church. Anybody had a before Christ life? Live like a fool? Like you have good sense? Now, you know what that mean? You know what that mean? That some of us are here not because I've been so good. You're here because you know you've been so bad, but God's still been good enough to you to give you time with your won't say amen, won't hug nobody self. Y'all gonna let me preach this thing like I feel it? Y'all just give me one day to preach like my soul wanna preach it. Cause I feel God all in this place. I feel God putting his weight down all in this place. God will change your life if you let him today. But you gotta take the brakes off of me right now. Look, they've been inspired by the word of God. The fact that the Lord is talking to them. They had went all night and were unsuccessful at what they do professionally. You are expert fishermen and the sun rises and we check your net and we check your boat and we ain't find no fish. And you're so mad, you leave your boat. You left what normally works for you. See, y'all don't like being real. And this is why you be irritated with people who come to church and praise, because you know where they failed. Because you was out there fishing with them. And you ain't catching nothing either, and they ain't catching nothing. Here's the difference. The Bible says they were washing their nets. At least, because their nets, if they didn't catch fish, they were catching trash. Ain't nothing worse than trying to catch new fish with old trash. The net symbolizes hearts. And maybe tonight, today, we can't receive anything from God because your net's so filled with trash. Rumors, lies, sins, struggles, gossip, backbiting, past hurts. Ain't nothing wrong with that net. Ain't nothing wrong with them fish. Ain't nothing wrong with that boat. And sure ain't nothing wrong with Jesus. But sometimes our hearts are just so trashy. And God ain't finna bring no new blessing and you got old trash on you. I just ain't getting nothing out of it today. I wasn't feeling it. But if I check you 12 to 18 hours ago, when you was clubbing, now we're in the house. Jesus, you missed a blessing. While they were going to wash their nets to prepare for something new, Jesus took the boat and started teaching from it. It's yours, but the Lord came in and began to replace your failure with some faith in it. And he blessed your boat, which means go bless your net by the time you get back in the boat. They come back to the boat, and they see Jesus teaching in it. Now, here's the problem. Here's what I love about this passage, y'all. That Luke chapter 5 was not the first time these disciples had talked to a man named Jesus. Now, here's where it's really finna get messy in just a minute. Now, y'all know me. You know your boy. I ain't messy. But Dr. Luke here been a little bit messy. Because in chapter 4, around verse number 38, the same Simon had Jesus come into his house and heal his mother-in-law. And in this house, Jesus healed so many people and he was teaching. And then you let Jesus leave and you ain't commit to him. What I can't figure out about us, you done had all these moments with the master. When you prayed and didn't really mean it. Lord, if you just get me out of this, I'm coming. I'm for real. For real, for real, God. You get me out of this jam, I'm for real. I'm committing myself. It's new year, new me. New year resolution. And some of y'all ain't made the February 1st. Every year we make these resolutions. For real, I'm getting serious about God. And I ain't playing no more. No more playing. I'm going to be in church. Mac, every year, don't we? Every year we talk about this. We go to the gym. And every year for January and for January and a half. For January and a half, you can't get to your machine because here are these people who don't mean it. They got the, you can always tell them they got the headbands on. They have new Brooks shoes on. They got a notebook with their workouts on it. Wait till Valentine's Day, see if you see them again. And in the church, we got folk, first of the year, I'm coming. And I think y'all get upset with me because even if I see you in the street, I don't even say nothing to you, you know. What's up, boy? What's up, sis? Hey, sweetie. I don't even say, I'm looking for you. What's the point of me and you both lying to each other? Ain't no sense of me saying I'm looking for you. Guess why? Because I know you ain't coming. What you getting mad at me for? He don't even ask me to come. What for? Pastor, see you Sunday. Where, Dollar General? This ain't the first time Simon done heard a word. But this time, it stuck. Because Jesus has moved and spoken to him, and the word is spoken in a way that has inspired Simon. Yeah, yeah. My question for you, has the word of God ever stuck? Does the word that go forth from this house ever stick? Or do you just say amen and leave that door and go right back to what you've done? that joker know he stood flat-footed and preached today. Ooh, baby, it was good. What are you talking about? Something about God, I think. How you gonna apply it to your life? Well, I ain't there yet. Where? Where's there? Tell me, y'all find out, let me know. Where's there? Here's why people don't like the word, though. Because the word gonna make you accountable. Somebody say amen in the house. That word gonna make you accountable. Because we as a people, we thrive on ignorance. Because we thrive on not knowing. Because the less I know, the less accountable I got to be. That's why y'all run from Bible study and from Sunday school and women's meeting and men's meeting, because you don't want to have to know and be accountable. I think I did. I believe I did. So much so, I ain't coming to that. I just come to church. And that's really erroneous, because you don't come to church. You come to worship. You are church. You don't come here to serve the Lord. You can't serve God 2 hours. Hey, it's 168 hours in a week. You mean tell me you're giving God 2 hours? And then we'll do your location services and send it on Facebook, checked in at the New Zion Missionary Baptist Church. And then puts a caption, about to give God some of my time. Are you insane? How you gonna give time? No, he giving you time. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Y'all mad? Y'all about 38 hot right now, ain't you? I'm talking about fish grease hot. Let me hurry. Y'all sick of me yet? No. Don't answer, Jay. Y'all sick of me yet? when you're in the right place, you've been inspired by the word of God. Hey, who is Jesus speaking to? Simon. He said, and those other fishing partners, you shall be fishers of men. Now, he didn't tell them, follow me. They were so grateful and inspired by the word, they chose. That's why we don't have to accept you coming in here looking mean and mad and hateful, because you chose to come into the house of the Lord. Now, I wish I had some old saints who were kind of like the children of Israel in the psalm where it say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. See, I wish I had some real saints who say, I'd had a hell of a week. I'd had some issues that happened. Everything wasn't great. Everything didn't feel good. But God messed around and woke me up another Sunday morning. I can't wait to give God some praise. I can't wait to give God glory. And I can't wait to hear more from God. Lord, bless our hearts. Do me a favor in a funny way. Do me a favor in a funny way. Y'all put your hand toward Melter Tate. Because that pole thing, y'all worked to like a part-time job this morning. I don't know what you come to do. But I come. She had to make up verses that ain't even in the song to get you motivated to say that you're glad to be in the house of God. I come to hear the word, and y'all gonna say it, and then y'all gonna shut down already. Stand, man, stand. Work though. I came to sit in my seat. I came to feel the air. Making up verses. Chenille, index finger fell off. All this, and we just sit there. They went and brought back the fellowship song. Glad to see you here. Going to have a what? Now, it goes both ways. If you're glad to see people here, look like you're glad to see people here. Bruce, am I doing all right, man? Glad to see you here. Gonna have a good time. I'm glad to see your face in the place. Smile in the aisle. Hey, y'all, ain't nothing wrong. I don't care what they told you. Ain't nothing wrong with grinning in God's house. Ain't nothing wrong with having joy in the house of God. It's not people's fault you done dirt all week. And you done condemned folk all week. You done talk bad about your own brothers and sisters. And so that's why you can't smile when you come in here, because you don't know if it done got back to them what you've been saying and doing all week. Because I can't be glad to see you here when I see you, I got to face what I said about you. Done people like a dog all week, now you got to face them. And you try to dodge them, you try to come at a certain time, try to come 11:17, and then you hope they won't see you by 11:17. And lo and behold, who come out the restroom? Well, Chris, you got me, man. Bruce, you got me, man. No. Listen, inspired by the word of God. Secondly, as I hurry, you're in the right place when you're impacted by the work of God. When you've been impacted by the work of God. I'm in the text still. Bible says they had toiled all night long and caught what?
Nothing.
Nothing. They caught nothing. By their own efforts, they caught nothing. Jesus says to them, launch out a little further. What do you do with a God? Because see, here's why church ought to be great on Sunday. Can I tell you why? We ought not ever have a down Sunday. Can I tell you why? Because God done met you other places than here all week long. Come here, come on. Come on. He met you in the courtroom. He done met you at the doctor's office. He met you at the house. I wish I had some real testimonies that God done met you somewhere all week long. On that highway traveling, all the miles you travel, the Lord done met you and put his hand on you all week long. And you mean tell me I'm going to come to his house and act like he done me bad? Through dangers, seen it. He's been good to us. Can I do something? I know I'm teaching, but can I do something? I feel kind of preachy. Is there anybody in the house who's been impacted by God? Met you right where you were. Blessed your socks off. Blew your mind. Handled your enemies. Made a way where there was no way. Opened doors. Closed doors. Took care of your children, fed you every day, roof over your head, clothes on your back. I'm sorry, y'all, but let the redeemed of the Lord, every now and then you ought to say thank you, hallelujah, I appreciate you. All right, that's enough.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Look here. Bible says Jesus came to their turf. He came on their boat and said to them, launch out a little further in the deep and then let down your net for a big catch. go further, go deeper. Missed it. Go further, go deeper. You've been hanging around the bank too long. You done caught everything you can catch where it's normal. But I dare you to trust me, God says, and go further and go deeper. Further in your prayer life, deeper in your study, further in forgiving, deeper in loving. Go further. Anybody can come when it's easy, but when life gets tough, after a season of failure, will you trust God to meet your need? Now, if we go accept this passage, y'all okay with it so far? Did I pick the right text for this? Anybody see themselves in this text yet? Look here. If we go accept this passage, we got to accept the fact that God often catches you when it go wrong. See how quiet it got right there? So that means stop lying to yourself and other folks saying, I'm going to come when I get it right. Boy, y'all done shut down on your boy there. The Lord came into their boat after it went wrong. Because they had to learn, expert or not, you need the Lord. See, you got to stop asking God to heal cancer, but then not help you with your child. You got a God who specializes in big things and small things. I've learned to put this and that, y'all sing it, I put it all. So why are you worrying and if you don't put it in his hand? Because his hands are bigger than your hands. And he'll often call you and come to you when things don't go well. To see if you go trust your mind and your expertise, or you go trust him for a new experience. He wants you coming broken. He wants you coming messed up. He wants you coming tattered. Stop worrying about, I'm going to get myself together, then I'm coming. Can I tell you something? You cannot get yourself together. You can go get some wood glue, scotch tape, duct tape, electric tape. You cannot get yourself together. Amen. I wish I had somebody. Okay, I got anybody been with the Lord a long time and you still trying to get yourself together? Amen. I know every book of the Bible and I still want to cuss folk out. I know how to speak in tongues and curse in English, but the Lord... Maybe I ain't in the right place. I thought I wasn't by myself. No, I ain't by myself. If not for the hand of God on me and my mouth, baby. Every now and then, Joker's trying to test your gospel and your gangster. I'm trying to tell y'all something. It's just for me, maybe. Tell you something. I spent enough time in that prep room growing up. I know how to handle you, bless you, and bury you, and you don't know what's going to happen. For as much as please the Almighty God to remove from the earth the soul of this fool messing with me, I commit his body to the ground, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, looking toward that blessed hope. When the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the sound of the trump, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those of us that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So then shall we ever be with the Lord. Comfort ye one another by those words, and y'all don't know what's done happened. Somebody shout glory for the Lord's keeping power. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against me, you will. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'll repay. So, it's not that we scared. It's that God done shown me too much that I'm not going to forfeit my blessing trying to handle your stupidity. It ain't that I don't hear it. Ain't that I don't see it. But God told me a long time ago, don't tell everything that you know. Don't tell everything that you see. Because God sits high and he looks low. But you ain't as slick. I'm sorry, I came for business. I came for business. I ain't come to play with nobody. Don't let these church folks send you to hell. Hey, I'm learning. God will have you here in spite of them. So I ain't gonna stay away because of them. You ain't die for me. You ain't save my soul. You ain't heal my body. So you can't put me out. I came to bless the Lord every time I get a chance. And his praise shall continue with it. I feel all right. I feel all right. I feel all right. Don't you dare be ashamed to glorify your God. Cause the streets talking. Give him something to talk about. Bless him in the midst of it. Praise him in the midst of it. Glorify him in the midst of it. You ain't gonna stop my holler. You ain't gonna stop my praise. You ain't gonna stop my glory. Because I done seen too much. Let me. Oh. They've been impacted because the Lord gets in their boat and Peter says something that kills another church thing we say that ain't true. Don't question God. Hey, when I'm praying to God, I got a whole lot of questions. Now, Lord, see, okay, I thought I had some real people. Sometimes I ain't, oh, God, the great celestial God who hung the sky and who put the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon and changed the seasons from hot to cold. Hey, God, I need you to tell me something. I need you to show me something. Lord, I don't understand. Lord, what's really going on? Lord, I know you see this. I know you hear this. Don't question God. Hey, Lord. It's a sin not to trust God. I can ask God anything I want to. The psalmist says, how long, God? Y'all too deep for me? Don't you question God. Hey, God. I still stay respectful. Father, if I feel all right, Abba, Father. Most times, Lord. Jesus. Master, healer, redeemer, protector. Look what Simon says. Simon says, Master, we have toiled all night and haven't caught nothing. Here's why you got to keep praying. Because you got to keep trusting to your nevertheless. Nevertheless, at thy word. I'm going to tell you, some people won't tell you today. The word works. Yep, 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 yep. Now, I can't let it work if I don't have it myself. It'll be a lamp unto your feet, light unto your path. You'll hide his words in your that you might not sin against him. But when you don't know no words, you'll make up stuff. Step on a crack, break your mama back. There ain't no word. I'm going to treat you how you treat me. I'm going to match your energy. That ain't what the Bible say.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
The Lord didn't say it feel good to get smoked. Someone smites me on my cheek. I have a tendency to smite them right back. Okay, I thought I was by myself. If I wish y'all would smite me. Lanisha, get it off your mind. I'm going to smite him at the church. I'm telling you right now, Lanisha. Whoever think about smiting me, I'm preaching it, and I'm trying to live it. Don't you come for me. I hope I'm going to have the right response. Your boy done kind of preach kind of hard. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Jesus said, not him.
Right.
Jesus said they smite you on one cheek, turn the other. No. I ran out of cheeks, Lord. He says, no matter what, whatever lies within you, live peaceably with all men. Mm-hmm. Be ye kind. How you mean and shouting?
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teacher.